Tonight we're starting the fourth shiur in the volume 9 of Tshuva of the Baron edition, Laws of Bikur HaShachar, the shiur will be the Refuah Shleima of Esther Hilda Bat Yudit, Benji's mom for Refuah Shleima. We're going to discuss tonight, why do we say Bikur HaShachar? Bikur HaShachar, for one, is awakening tie night, which is relevant to all of us when we Shavuot especially, right, when we start all night. The latest time we can say Birkut HaShachar, see some amazing, interesting stuff at the end. And then women of Birkut HaShachar, which I think is, it's also quite interesting because it comes off as, now, normally when it comes to Aloch, to time-bound stuff, so women are part of them, it's for Shesh Hazman grammar, right? So even though let's say the Machlok and Mitzvot HaDurabanan, right, let's say Mitzvot HaDurabanan, doesn't matter, let's say these Mitzvot HaDurabanan. So Birkut HaShachar is a time-bound mitzvah, it's Birkut HaShachar, you said it in the morning. So even though it's only Drabbanan, Drabbanans are usually Metake and Kain Doraita, like the way the Doraitas are, so the Drabbanans are. So you would imagine that if it's Birkut HaShachar, then it's Birkut HaShachar, and therefore women should probably be Patur, okay? I won't do the spoiler, we'll get to that, we'll get to that soon. So the shiur is broken up into a couple of parts. We'll go through them. Look, if we see running a talk, I want to finish by 10. I'll go through it. If not, we'll split it up into two. So we're starting off with the introduction here that we're going to study the halachas right to the first parts of Shachrit, right, including Birkat HaTorah, which we'll get to Birkat HaTorah the next year, I think, and Birkat HaShachar is now we're discussing now. So we've got Birkat HaShachar and then Birkat HaTorah. Birkat HaShachar is normally referred to as, I think it's 18 brochas. If I'm not mistaken, so look at the seat there, please. I think there are 18 brochas. There are 10 brochas mentioned in the Gemara in Masechet Psachi in Brachot. We'll see it in a moment, but I think that I think in total we're talking about 18 brochas. Birkat HaTorah and the 15 brochas were actually 14 because one of them is a Shlosan Isha, which is Shasali Kitzono. So I don't know. The 18 brochas in the morning. Normally it's also about 18 brochas. So those brochas called to the Shachar. So we'll see those over here. So basically, that's how we start our day. Person wakes up in the morning. We already learned the other day why we say more Dani, because you haven't vast yet. Right, so we say we haven't got Hashem's name in. So really, that's the beginning of our day. And we will see in a moment now what the Makor is. So the Gemara Masechet Brachot, that's on page 141, note number 1, yeah. Masechet Brachot, Daf Samach Amabet. The Gemara there lists 10 brochas. And the Gemara actually says it very simply, that as you do each act, so you do the brocha. So the Gemara says, Kishama kol tarnagol, you hear the chicken, the rooster in the morning, you say, Asher atane sechve, you gather the rooster, lavchin, to determine between day and night. When you open your eyes, kipatach einea, you say, Baruch pokeach ivrim, who opens up the blind. And he varies the blind, opens up the blind to see. Ki tari tzviyati, we get a bed and you're sitting down. You say, Baruch matir asurim, you say, who under matir asurim, is normally a person who's in prison, he's an asir, he's a prison, because he's bound, he's in bondage, who unlooses the bondage as we get out of bed and we stand out. Ki lavish, when he gets dressed, lavim bar bishomim, he dresses the naked. Ki zakif, when he stands up, or says, Baruch zokev kefufim, right? Kefufim over here says that he rises up the bent over. Ki nachita, when he puts his foot onto the ground, lavim baruch rokar tzlamayim, the person spreads out the people across the land over the waters. Ki maske, when he starts walking, says lavim baruch hamechin mitzadei gavir, person who prepares the steps of the gentleman. Ki sayem mesane, he puts on his shoes. Lavim baruch shasali kotzoki, does all my good, does everything for me. When you see that's very relevant, shasali kotzoki, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but you don't wear shoes. Shoes by definition means leather shoes. So do you make a brocha on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur or not? We'll get to that. Interesting question. Right? Ki asar hamiyane, when he puts his belt on, so he says, Baruch ozer yisrael bigvura. Ozer bigvura means to guard your, what is it? He would say, to gird your loins. That's an expression, to gird your loins. To gird your loins actually comes from Eliyahu Anavi, by the way. That term comes from. To prepare for battle. You don't prepare for something difficult. You say, especially you say, to gird your loins. And that means, that's where it comes. But really, to gird means to put a belt around you. So it's already with Eliyahu, it was that they would wear like these long, like frocks, as you call them. And then when he had prepared for something, he'd have to like pick up the bottom and tuck it into his belt so that his legs would be free, that he could move. That was called girding your loins. That's how you gird your loins. That's where it comes from. So that's the brocha. Right? Then Kepari Surajuri, when he puts his scarf on his head or his turban on his head, he says, Baruch Oteru Shabbat Vra, he crowns Israel with all his glory. And then Kimashe Ape, when he comes to wash his face, Shalema Baruch HaMavir Chevla Shena Me'na Utumah Vahe, he cleans away all the sleep from your eyebrows. That's the Gemara in Masechet Brachot. Almost all the Brachot, there are 10 of them. We've got a couple more. So now the big question is, according to the Gemara says, Ki Shama Kol Tarnagola. When you hear the rooster, you say this. When you get out of bed, you say this. You open your eyes, you say this. What if you don't hear the rooster? Where you live in that, I don't know, you live somewhere, there are no roosters. Like here. Although here's not a good example, because yeah, we live near farms. Sometimes you hear roosters here. Sometimes you do. Hey, do you hear them? Yeah, the one that sometimes you do hear them. So here's not a good example. But let's say you live, I don't know, where I grew up in Johannesburg, all of you in your, I doubt any of you in your houses live, heard roosters, right? So would you make a brocha, wouldn't you? So we all know the outcome of that, and we all make brochas. We don't hear the roosters say the brochas. That's a machloket. Machloket Rishonim. So the Rambam, in Hilchot Tefillah, perhaps line number 2, the Rambam says literally, Kesheshomea kol ha'tarnagol mevarech. If you hear it, it says, Kesheshomea, when you get dressed, you make the brocha. When you put your sadina, put on your head, you say the brocha. Kesheshomea yadol, when you clean your eyes, you say, Pokeach Ivrim. Right? Kesheshomea mito, you stand, etc., etc. The Rambam is very, 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 very specific. Tosfos, on the other hand, says no. Tosfos Masechet Brachot, or that same daf, the daf Samech Amud Bet, says Kishama Kol Tarnagol Baruch Shatan Asechim Davichin Yela. Says when you say, he quotes the Gemara, and then he says V'hu Adin Afilu Kilo Shama. So if you never heard it, you make the bracha. How can you make the bracha? You didn't hear it. So he says like this: the Ein Bracha Zu Ela Lahavchana Al Hanaa Al Hanaat Ha'orash Tarnagol Mavchin V'hu Neneh Min Aor. He says not a bracha really like a Birkat Ha'Neinin. Or Birkat Re'iyah, that you're seeing something or you're hearing something or you're benefiting. That's not a brocha. The brocha here is praising God for the fact that there is a rooster around who's able to determine between night and dark, right? And so you're making a general brocha. And the Tosfot there says, well, the same, the next thing in 4, Kepray Sudarosh, when he puts this scarf on his head, he says, V'davka kashe nehene, aval im eino nehene, if he doesn't, כגון ששוכב המיטתו לא יברך, לא זו, ולא מבישרמים, ולא בריקות קריאות בהן, כיוון שלא נהנה. Okay, so Tosfos got a little bit of a steer over here. This is on the one hand, that the rooster you make a brocha on, but then he says that the other brochas over here, like certain things like putting a cloak on your head, right, that if you did it, you make a brocha, if you don't make a brocha. So there's a bit of a stira, right? A contradiction. On the one hand, he says you make a brocha. So now, let's just look at a moment what the types of brochas are that we said. The brochas when you hear the rooster, when you open your eyes, when you sit on the ground, when you stand up, when you put your foot on the ground, when you walk, when you put your shoes on, or when you put your belt on, when you put the cloak and thing, when you wash your face. So you can see over here in these brochas, there's one brocha hearing the rooster. That's not being done to you. You're hearing a rooster. There's another brocha where you say, when you stand up or you do things. So Tosfos makes that difference. That's what Tosfos makes. And the Tur explains the Tosfos. Look at this. Tosfos is like this. V'chol ha-brachot she'enal sidur ha'olam v'hanagato. All the brachas that are to do with the world's evolution and behavior and cycle, which is just how the world runs, kagod elokai neshama, that you say to God, right? V'anoten la'sechvi, and giving to... and giving to the rooster light, v'rokar etzlamayim, and he spreads out the earth amongst the floor, amongst the rivers, the water. V'amechin mitzadega, prepares the person's steps. So all those sorts of things, you don't ignore them. Afilu lo shama, kol tarnagola, lo alach, he didn't walk. But those, you make a brocha. Those are generalized things, that God is a person, prepares a person's steps. He makes the rooster do things. He spreads out the water, the earth along on the water. Those are very general things, says the Tur. Those brochas, you didn't hear them, you make them. But the other brochas, Sabalotam Shahem al Hanaotab, on things that you benefit from, so then Lo Yibrechim Lo Nehin, then you don't make a brocha. For example, Shochel Mitatov, and Lolo, the guy's lying in bed the whole day. He's not getting dressed, Velo Shover, Velo Lovesh, not getting putting his belt on, Velo Tef, he's not putting anything on his head. How can he make a brocha? Because those are unique things to him. That's how the Tur makes the distinction. He says it's certain. The Rambam says the Rambam is absolute. Every brocha, you've got to hear the rooster to make the brocha. The Tosfos says you don't have to hear the rooster. So comes along the Rambam and says no. I come along the Tur and says it depends. When you certain things you have to do. Certain things are very, very general. The Rambam doesn't like this at all, though. Right? The Rambam said like this. Nagu amberov erein levarech bekot elazua chazubet akesis. See, people as had a minute in the Rambam's time to make the brachas in the shul. He says, Beinit chayvu, uses the lashon where they were obligated or not. Meaning, here Rambam seeing it as a birkat hanenin. Right? Like it's the same as a bracha from eating fruit or for smelling a nice smell. He says, v'ta'utu, it's a mistake. V'ein ra'u, it's not the right thing to do. You only make a brocha unless if you chayev. Now, the interesting thing over here, we discussed this before a few times in this shir, right? That the Beit Yosef, when we spoke about it, the Shulchan Aruch, when he paskin halacha, he took three pillars of halacha. He took the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And we said the Rambam and the Rif are normally about 90% the same, so it's already totally unbalanced. Because it's almost as if he's always going to paskin like the Rif and the Rosh, because whenever it's two against the one, he paskins like the two. And 90% the Rif and the Rambam are the same. So, by definition, halacha is like the Rambam and the Rif, almost always. Alright? So, yeah, he paskins like the look at the Beit Yosef. He says, V'nireh she'da'ato lomar she'amin ha'gazeh ta'ut mishnei panim. Two reasons. One is because, Eino nasot ken levarech achar she'avar hazman. He says, he's commenting over here, while the Rambam didn't like this idea, people say the brocha's in shul. Right? He says there are two problems with it. The one is they're saying it late. They've already got up, they got out of bed, they got dressed, they washed their face, they put their cloaks, and then they come to shul, now they're making the brocha. You've already done it. We know we've got a klal, right? Bracha or ve'la siyata. Remember, you always do the brocha first, and then the actual, you're doing it retroactively. So that's the number one. Number two, he says also, he says they're making the brocha, you've never heard this stuff. He says, Levarech Shem Bracha Mehem Im Lo Nich Ebein Levarech, you shouldn't make a brocha, you didn't hear it. He says, there are two big problems. Even the brochas that they did here, that they were mechuyav in, like say, getting dressed in the morning, they made it too late. Gone. And then they also make a whole bunch of brochas which they aren't in here, like the Tanagolet. So they've got big problems with it. Right? The tour, he says, no. The tour, you saw the tour is a bit more influenced over here by the Balei HaTosfot, I think, in this one. The tour said like this. He says, according to the Gemara, he actually thinks that it might be better at the right time. Why? He says, the Visa of Gemara, Hayera'u Levarech al Kolecha at the right time. However, Yadayim Nekiot, your hands aren't clean yet, because you haven't got up to go and wash. And also, he says, most people are Maratzi, they don't even know how to say the whole thing if they don't say it in Shul. So therefore, they'd rather come to Shul and say it. He says, but listen what he says, the Torah ends off and says, he says, Avavara Chovahu al Kolechi Bechid Levarechotan. He says they can say Amen if they, but they should actually make their own brochas themselves. So we see here a bit of a distinction between the two, the Tur and the Tosfot and the Rambam, with the Tur in the middle, the Beit Yosef having a difficulty, more inclined like the Rambam, that you should only really make these brochas, at least the brochas that are relevant to us, if you actually had them. And if not, then maybe not like the Rambam. The Tur, I don't know exactly how The tour, if you ask me, the Beit Yosef, sorry, seems to be going pretty much like the Rambam. Okay, and he explains why the Rambam says it, and it's interesting to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's just quickly skip over the run in Psachim, we'll come back to it, and skip over the Korba, we'll come back to it, and go to 12 over the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. You see how he paskins properly in line of the Rambam. He says, "Kol ha'brachot ta'elu im lo nitchayev b'achat men, if you aren't chayev in one of them, or you didn't do it yourself or hear it, go and shlosh ma'ak kol tanagol, shlo halach or lo levash lo chagah, you never heard the darushta, you never got dressed, never walked, you never put a belt on, or merota bracha b'lo haskarat Hashem. Say the bracha, but don't mention God's name. That's like a real compromise, but you can see that he's going with the Rambam. Rambam says, don't make a brocha. The meaning of the world, make a brocha. Look at the Rambam. On the other hand, the Rambam for Ashkenazim says, V'yesh omrim da'afilu lo nitchayev bahed mevarech. Even you weren't chayev in them. You never heard anything. You didn't do anything. You make a brocha. Da'ena bracha dafka al atzmo. He says, because the brocha, the Rambam, is not ready for you. Elim mevarechin, what's your brocha? She'akadosh baruch hu barchat zocher adam. Because God created all the needs in the world. And that's when you're thanking God. V'chein ha-minag, he says, that's the custom. V'ein le-sha-not. Okay? Unbelievable. Right? So ignoring everything here we've seen so far. A little bit of the Tosfot, maybe, because the Rama's basing himself on the Tosfot, that's maybe sure. But even the Tosfot over there, who said that you should do it, the Tosfot himself had a problem with things that you want, and the two sort of try to negotiate the Tosfot, things that you do. The Rama says across the board, every single bracha, with Shem Hashem, irrespective, you heard it, you didn't hear it, nothing you said. Why? Because it's not for you. It's for Hashem. Which is just the question we're going to get to, but it's good to keep it in our minds all the time. Tisha B'Av, do you make a bracha on shoes or not, to Yom Kippur? Because if it's not a specific bracha with regards to you, so what do I care if it's Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, right? That's question number one. And number two, if I didn't sleep the whole night, why shouldn't I make the bracha? It's a new day. I'm making a bracha for the whole world, not for me. So why are we so makpid in the shul to find someone who slept every morning, every Shavuot, ticket in the whole world? Ah, you slept good. You can't make the brachas. Why? It's a good question, right? According to the Ramah, anyhow. I'm going to Svarim now. But we'll see the Svarim even in my answer. So I'm going to come back in a second. I'm going to come back to the run in a moment and to the korbo. I want to just jump ahead quickly and look here at the Yalkut Yosef. Now, the Yalkut, page 147, note number 16. Now, you know, we said like this, that there's the Rambam, and then the Beit Yosef normally paskens the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, the Rif. And we see here he was consistent. We also know that Rav Avadya Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, was paskened la halacha as a rule, cross almost the rule. We saw some exceptions here though. The halacha for Eretz Yisrael, he paskens the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was a married after Eretz Yisrael, as far as he was concerned, and he's a posek, even Ashkenazim by his point of view. Everybody in Israel should pasken like the Beit Yosef, like Shulchan Aruch, as far as the Shulchan is concerned. Look at the Shulchan Aruch here on page 145, note number 12. Kol ha-brachot ta'ilu, all these brachas, im lo nitchayev ba'achat mehen, if you didn't make a brocha, right? Sorry, that's Kagon, Shelo Shama, Kol, I'm in the wrong place. Yalkut Yosef, sorry man, you all should have corrected me. Page 147. Yesh Levarech Kol Birkot Hashachar, Afilu Be'ofen Shelo Nitchayev Bahen Klal. You should make all these brochas in the morning, even if you haven't got any chiyuv whatsoever to make them. Who does that sound like? It doesn't sound like the Shulchan Aruch, right? Sound like the Ramah. But this is Yalkut Yosef. This is Yitzchak Yosef. But passing basically on his father, Avad Yosef, who's clearly not like Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says over here. Kagon Shlosha Ma Kolta, he never heard the rooster. Shlola Vashmil, he never got dressed. Lo Chagai put his belt on. Shea Brachot Hein Al Min Hago Shel Olam. Who said that? That Shea Brachot Hein Al Min Hago Shel Olam. We saw those exact words, right? The Rama said, "She binago shel olam." The Ainah Bracha Dafka Smol Vachid Kol Baruch Hu Barat Solchei HaOlam V'Chen Aminag V'En Nashanot. Okay, so that is how the Yalkut Yosef passed. Look what he says over here. V'Afal Pi She'Ein Zudato Shel Maran HaShulchan Aruch. He says even that's not the pasuk of the Shulchan Aruch. Mikol Makom Ha'Eva. Hoil upashat haminag lebarech, right? That's exactly the Rambam himself said it. Remember, the Rambam said that pashat haminag v'taotu. The minag was that the minag was a taot. He says, you know that pashat haminag safek, because we got a klal. What's the klal? The klal is the rule we said before already. We discussed this. That brachot are a drabba. Firstly, to make a brachas drabana, to mention Hashem's name in vain is a doraita. So we've got a clear principle. Safek drabana lahakel. If it's a safek now to say Hashem's name in vain to make a brocha or not, and a brocha is a rabbanan, so we get some brocha laka, we don't make the brocha in doubt that, as a rule. There are a few brochas are doraitas, like Bikra Mazon, benching, for example, is a doraita. Okay, some people say Bikra Torah is a doraita. But Bikra Mazon, for example, would be a doraita. If you weren't sure if you benched or within the right time, you'd bench again. But if you're unsure, if you said, I don't know, you're going to make it again, some brocha laka. So normally that would be the psak of the Yalkut Yosef, or anybody that says sakabracha. So therefore the safek now, do you make a brocha? Is it a birkat hananin? Or do you have to be mechuyav? Or is it a brocha for the world? Leave it out. When in doubt, leave it out. That's okay. Work. That's a brocha, right? When in doubt, leave it out. So he says over there the Yalkut Yosef. So Avi Bishayin Zodat Toshem Aran. Even though he says sorry. That principle of not making it when you're in Safek, he says, there's a minhag to do it. Law, we don't apply that principle. Amazing that, eh? Where there's an existing minhag, the whole minhag olam, to make the brochas, you don't come to me, tell me safek brachot lakel. Why not? Right? He says over here, and the Mekubalim say that you say it. Now I'm skipping around here. We will come back. Don't worry, we will.
In the preface for that, the Shulchan Aruch writes it himself at the, in his introduction, that if he introduces an halacha which is rejects, its intention is not to reject custom.
Right, Shulchan Aruch. Although the truth is that I don't want to argue anybody over here. And the Shulchan Aruch does write it, but I will tell you this much. And I say this with modesty, with humility. Because I could be wrong, but from my understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that in his introduction. That's true. But the Shulchan Aruch is not so doesn't treat custom as sacrosanct. There's halacha. The Ashkenazim are much stronger on minhag than the Svaradim poskim as a rule. The Mechaber has got halacha, and if halacha is halacha, it doesn't matter your custom, change your custom. That's what Rav Avadia Yosef will tell you, that even if you're Ashkenazi and you have your kitchen your whole life, you come to Israel, you pass it like the Beit Yosef, like the Shulchan Aruch, that's the minhag. For you now, it's a new minhag, because there's minhag in Israel. Ashkenazi will die for minhag. It's all about minhag. So I know that the Shulchan Aruch writes it, and you're right. I don't understand it. I read it. It's written there. It says it. But we can ask Rabbi Baruch about this, but he's given a whole shiur about this, but it's not so bad. But you're right. But that's certainly what the Yalkut Yosef is taking. But yet, you see, the Shulchan Aruch didn't go with that. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself, even though the Rambam says Pashat HaMinag, the Shulchan Aruch himself still paskened against the Minag that the Rambam was referring to. Because if this is the Yalkut Yosef is paskening that the Minag is there, Judak the Minag. The Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if the most you can do is to sell out without God's name. Right? It's the Ramah who says, look at the Ramah here, at 12 on page 145. He says, Why? He says, haminag. It's the Ramah who's saying the minag, not the mechaber. So, you're right, it's written there. I saw that. I didn't want to mention it because of that. Because, to me, it's a whole big story. Okay. So now, I thought that I had back for a second and look here at the run. So we saw that the Rambam was quite clear. You don't make a brochas. The Tosfot, the Tur expands also basically a bit of a difference between those that are specific and those that aren't specific. The run, now the run is interesting because the run, and this time this I learned from Rav Baruch. He says that the run, you know, he's a Sfardi Rishon, and he's one of the latter generations of the Sfardi. He's from the Beit Midrash of the Ramah. He's really like summarizes the Sfardi camp as far as Rishonim are concerned. Now, the Sfardi Rishonim was here, sure, you know, the Ramban, and you want the Ritva, you're talking about, you know, the Rashba. And the Ran sort of comes in, he's the sort of like summarizes that where. I think that the Rosh represents more like the camp of Ashkenazi poskim. The Ran is more the camp of Sfardi poskim. Run important posek, and the Ran you'll find on the back of the Gemara on the Rif. So most he's got the Ran is found at the back of the Gemara. Right? So and he says over here, Lefichach na gruz rav brachu rosh shechem ura kneset shal pish af abis shema ata lego bechetzi ala ala bavarech ala beshachar. Tkamet l'achar mikem bavarech lorat nu chachmim mahem shiru tkfa. He says, interesting thing over here. This leads us into a whole game we're going to get into in a moment about the time of the time. He says, since Chaim didn't really make a time for it, even if you heard the rooster at night, you make the brochin shul when you get there later on. He says, lo natnu chachmim mahem shiru tkifa. There's nothing that tkifa is like tekef in immediate. Remember, we learned this before. We learned the Mesach Brachu. We said, "Come at Kefu." We said, "Tekef lebrikarama netzach adayim." Right? Brochel and Tekef lemaim achonim brikaramazon. That's all the tekefim immediate. There's no tekefut. You don't have to make a brachu as you heard it about hear it. You heard it not still say it. So even in the Yerushalmi, right? Mesach Brachu there with regards to lightning. If you have thunder and lightning, so there they did say that if you can say the brocha in Toch Kedai Dibur, right, in the mountain we say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, then you yotze, otherwise you can't. Lightning and thunder is a bit of a unique situation. He says, however, but, Yesh lomar, she said in her brachot halalu, these brachot which we make in Shachar in the Shul, or Birkot Hasheva Chayin al minago shel olam. See that? The Ramah is the same lashon there, and the Yalkut is the same lashon, minago shel olam. Afilu lo shama, she koi mirvarech alav v'chebri, you didn't hear anything. And yeah, he says like this, an amazing comment is Uminagan shel Yisrael Torahi. Minag is Torah. When Am Yisrael do things, that becomes Torah. Sometimes you don't even know the reasons. Sometimes they're minhagim that are thousands of years old. Nobody even knows why we do them, but that's minhag. You do them. And they're stronger sometimes in halachas that are written. But people will die for them without an eratz. He says, V'chein katav haramban zal belikutav. The Ramban wrote the Kitvei Ramban. He wrote the same thing. Now they bring a sefer here, a call, which is quite interesting sefer, because sefer from around about the 1400s. No one knows who wrote it. There are speculations, but nobody knows who wrote it. And it's a—I don't want to use the word balagan because that—but it's got a lot of halacha in it, but also lots of other things in the back, tshuvas and a lot of horror stuff. If you ever look through the index of the Kolbo, it's like Ramash Kolbo. Kolbo means like you know everything. So he brings on the Kolbo. He says, "Omnam pashat haminag bechol arzot lo omran ala seder to set them in order." V'chein higu Rav Natronai from Amram, the Gaonim already in Bavel, Ushara Gaonim said, "Kuna afil lo se maase," didn't do it. So we see it's not the Rishonim; it's already going way back. The Gaonim already had it laid out in order. Shulat Zmo Shirat, but says Shulat Zmo Bilvadu Mevarich. Not but you can only call all of Mevarich for the whole world. Tashem Shasak Kol Tuvot Vechasim Alalu Tamid Lakol. So you can really see the idea over here, and that's really the Ashkenazi minhag which we do today. And everything about that. The reason I left the Ranya till the end because the Ran says over here. That he says over here, Kaiman de la'achar miken mevarech, lo natnu chachamim bahem shiur tkifa. The chachamim didn't give you a specific time. How soon after you heard something or this, you've got to actually make the bracha, right? Which leads us on to the next topic over here now.
The interesting thing is that the only topic which is actually personal is Amadish and Amel. That's the only one that refers to yourself. All the other ones are effectively guests.
Now you've got Shasali Kotzorki, you've got Oteri Selbatifara, if you put the thing on you, if you get dressed, Mabisha Rumim. I see what you're saying. You say all the ones that like mentioned me personally. That's why Elokai Neshama, Shinatata B, is actually a personal one. He doesn't mention she has a personal one, by the way. Yeah, he mentions it as a general one, but Elokai Neshama, Shinatata B is very specific. I saw somebody else does mention it, we'll see just now. To the 14th, thank you very much, Steve. So Imam Mordechai on this, in note 17, page 147, he says there, Kol Shmonai Shrei Brach Birkot HaShachar, all the 18 brachos of Shachar, he says from Hanotena Sech Bibina, till the end of Birkat HaTorah. So he works at 18 there. Someone can check how he gets to 18 there. Because he's Iran. Even if you're on Chayv, then you've got to say them. Even if you don't sleep at night. This is, remember, he says, yeah, even if you don't sleep at night. Gamim lo yasham balayla, or lo yisir mitznafto, begadav, ustrav, umalav, because he didn't get undressed the whole night. Tzrich lebarcham b'chol yom, lefi sha'al minago, shel olam nitkano. Right? It makes no difference if you slept or you didn't sleep. So now, let's quickly sum up. So we've got the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, right, who seem to say that you only make the brochas if you had the actions. The Rambam, the Mechaber then says that maybe you could say the Out Shem Hashem. Now we've got the Tosfot and the Tur, right? So they might, even they might prefer, we saw the Tosfot and the Tur sort of a difference of a distinction, they might prefer, but they agree you say them all. And then we've got the Ran, the Kolbo, the Ramah, who are pretty straightforward. You say them, and later day Poskim, we can include there of Mordechai Eliyahu, we can include the Yalkut Yosef, and all those Sfaradi Poskim that say that you you have to do it. Okay. So now the question is, if one who sleeps is awake the whole night. So we saw Aviyah Mordechai Eliyahu, who says straight out, that makes a difference. And interesting, the Ran over there says that there's no limit necessarily on how soon after you have to make the bracha. He says over here, he quotes over here the Shari Tshuva. Now the Shari Tshuva over here, there's a Shari Tshuva of Yonah Mijerona, right? This is Shari Tshuva of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we've seen this before. Okay? This is Rav Margaliot. We've seen it before. All these posts, you see all these ones that people quoted over here, Eliyahu Rabbah we saw as well. Eliyahu Rabbah, that's Eliyahu spirit. We saw him already before. He was the Talmud of the Maggid of Rabbah. We discussed him, I think, last week or the week before. In the late 1600s, the Shari Tshuva over here, Spielberg, he has, yeah, in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and he quotes a Sefer of Yah called Pri Eitz Chaim, right, which is Rav Chaim Vital. He's the Talmud of Arizal, I think, right? He's the Talmud of Arizal. He wrote Arizal stuff down. So he quotes over here, and that's why you saw that Yaakov Joseph said that all the Rabbanim Makubalim, the Kabbalists, said that, right? So over here, he says, he quotes the 18 brachas as well, Rabbi Chaim Vital. He says, so you can see that Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu was a direct quote from that. Okay? But I never slept at night. He stayed around in his clothes or bazro with his belt on and his turban. They aren't for him. They're for the meaning of the world. Not for each person privately. So they've got all things through the light of the spiritual heart, etc. Spiritual stuff. This is the Obedia Rabbi. Quite, I'm skipping over there, right? Have you divrei ha'teret zakeinim? And the Ateret Zakeinim, I didn't know who that was, but I believe that I did check it up. I think there were quite a few Ateret Zakeinims. I think that the Ateret Zakeinim that we're speaking about over here was Menachem Mendel Obach. I think that's who it was, but also like in the middle of the 1600s. I didn't know who he was. And he says over here, he brought the Ateret Zakeinim. So he said, "Achen Rashi Yesh Laviet Atzmo Lidei Shena Kosher." He should try and sleep a little bit, right? So if lo, and if not, Yesh Tishmoa Elokai Neshama. Here we are. Come these brachos up. Yeah, if he never slept a little bit, he should try and hear at least Elokai Neshama uBirchot Hamavir Shena. Michael, that you were saying, right? Meachar VaHavele Shomea Koneh VePrat SheOneh Amen Acharav. Because then it's like those two brachos, like you should get someone else to say, hear them, say Amen, and then if you don't say Amen, it's also okay. And that's the meaning we have over here. Right? We at least get someone to say, Elokeinu Shama, Vishen Amena. I think we say lots of other brachas as well. I'm trying to get the guys to say. So as you can see, old meaning. The Mishnah Berurah is quite interesting over here. I actually want you to read the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mishnah Berurah over here, but I think we'll manage the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah over here, then he quotes Sefer Yaraba, Shavde Biker Ilhana Shama, Elohaina Shama, and Biker Amar Vishena. You shouldn't say this, you would step if you're up the whole night. Prima Galib says, but in Shari Chuvas, Yeshua Dibre, he is a bit Tzarech Iyun. You're not convinced. So, Masim Shari Chuvas, the Yerali Shmoy, Eidu Hashtar Brachot, you should listen from somebody else. I mean, you're talking, we saw already over here. Okay, so that seems to be the idea. What is interesting over here, you look in the Piskei Chuvas here, 20 on page 150. He says, the Mishnah Berurah said, like a spirit from Eliyahu Rabba, he says that, Birkot Eliyahu Enoha Shama, again, Bikram Ma'avir Shana, shouldn't say if he's been up all night. Even according to the Ramah, that the Ramahs are the opinion that the Bikra Shachar or Minagoshel Olam, like we saw, they aren't unique brochas. Right, even he, and, right, Minagoshel Olam, Afilu Huat Smolo, right, Nishtanu Brachot Eilu, he says, these brochas are different. Shenuschatam Pratit Ratzmon, these brochas, the format of the brocha, right, are specific. Hamavir shana me'enai, from my eyes, and iloka neshama shenatata bi, and my soul that you gave me. So even the Rama would agree that those things you shouldn't do. So everybody said this, b'kol makom, b'leika v'varech la'atzmo shapi lo. Yes, if you didn't hear them, you said them yourself, you've got to meet smoch. So especially with the chief of the character of the Arizal, that says that these brochas, He says, however, you should wait till after the Shachar to say it. But if you haven't got yourself to say it, you can learn the Arizal, then it's a general brach for the world and you can say it. So you don't have to like freak out. If there's no else, the worst comes to worst, you say it. He says, if you can bring yourself to sleep, you should sleep a little bit. Right? And now look, he says, listen to this. Please read with me on page 151. He says, if you eat for half an hour, then everybody agrees you can say the brachas. Listen to this. If you slept after Netzach Hamah, you went to sleep already when it's daytime. Even if you slept after Tfilah. So don't make the brachas before you daven. Daven Shachrit. Go to sleep. Right? In Mishar Shekimato, Tieke Shadai Rechzo, it was still before noon, before Chatzot. Yadif Lam Tilamrech Baatzmo, Shnei Bikot El Achar Shenato. Listen to this. Go to sleep. And then wake up before noon, before Chatzot, and then make those two brochas. Better off. Look at this. Then when you daven shmonasha, you gotta be careful. In the brocha shmonasha, we brikat mechayei meitim, because elokan neshama, if you're turning my soul, and mechayei meitim, reviving the dead, are similar brochas. So you have to have kavona in your davening of the shmonasha that you shouldn't be yotzei elokan neshama. When you say right, okay, now I think we're going to end off over here on this. Let's just read the Aruch HaShulchan very quickly. He said that you could say the halachas, right? But he says like this, that he says lachen yirali baru deledat rabbeinu harama gamin lo yashan kol alayli barbikat lokal shabbos. If you didn't sleep on, you can still say it, the Aruch HaShulchan says. Ubikat mevishna kunt rama. You can say it. There. Eighty mishakatav the beniur kol alayli lo yomash nevach. He says, I've seen that. Eliyahu Rabbi, he quotes it. Velo nirali. The Aruch HaShulchan says lechatchila. It's wrong. You can make the brocha. The vadai lefi dat rabbeinu harama yosef ein lo. Velo nirali. The vadai lefi dat rabbeinu harama. Avar rabbeinu harama. He said, according to the Muhammad, maybe not. You shouldn't say it. But Ramad, Amina Gan, Shin Olam Mebarchin, Im Kain Hachanami Kenhu, you should say it. The Yalkut Yosef ends off and says like that. Lefi Anir Kolale Mebarch, Kol Bikol Shachar. People sleep, so Paskini Yafu Sfarim, you make all the brochas. Milvad, Birkat Almikat, the other in Altidayim, Vashe Yatzar. She Kvarp Shin Amina Gerech Beshachar, Kol Bikot Ashachar, Afshlon Chayev Bahim. Right? Other than those two. Right, and those two we learned about in volume 8. So he said, let's just conclude over here by saying that the brocha don't set your dying as yatzar. You only recite this day all night if you actually went to the toilet, right? You touched your body, whatever. And we learned already, right? And then you have to say dirty. We'll carry on with the rest next week.